KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And we'll start off taking a look at high school football results from last night. The Atlantic Trojans made some big second-half plays and came away with a 31-18 victory over Greene County to start 2A District 9 play last night in Jefferson. It was a very tight game for much of the night. The Trojans, though, outscored the Rams 15-0 in the fourth quarter to grab that win. Greene County had a two-point lead at halftime, 12-10. The Rams were up 18-16 heading into the fourth quarter, but Atlantic scored on a two-yard run by Bodie Johnson, and the two-point conversion was executed successfully on a pass to Garrett Reynolds to put Atlantic up 24-18 with 7:23 left in the game. Greene County would then turn the ball over on downs on their next possession, but they did force a Trojan punt to get the ball back with 3:26 left in the game. Bodie Johnson then came up with a game-clinching 22-yard interception return for a touchdown to seal that Trojan win. Grant Sturm also grabbed an interception on the final Greene County possession to put the game on ice. Bodie Johnson finished with three touchdowns overall on the night to lead the Trojans. Atlantic improves to 2-1 on the year. They're now 1-0 in district play. They're scheduled to host Clarinda next week. The location for that game still up in the air due to continued construction at the Trojan Bowl. We'll plan to have coverage here on KJAN wherever that ends up. Greene County was led by Jackson Morton's two rushing touchdowns on the evening. The Rams fall to 1-2 overall and 0-1 in the district. The game we had for you on the radio last night, the St. Albert Falcons hit a big play and got a very fortunate bounce in the second half to edge out the Riverside Bulldogs 21-14 in Oakland. Defense controlled the game most of the night, but Cy Patterson broke a 7-all tie with an 82-yard touchdown run with 3:48 left to go in the third quarter. The Falcons then got the ball right back on a fortunate bounce on the next kickoff. Falcons were trying to squib the kickoff down the middle of the field with a low driver from Sam Wilbur. His kick ended up hitting the back of one of the Riverside return players as they turned around to set up the return. The ball bounced hard off that Bulldog player right back to St. Albert, and they took back over at their own 49-yard line. Seven plays later, they were able to punch in another score on a one-yard plunge from quarterback Brendan Monahan to make it 21-7. The Bulldogs did get back within a score with a 14-yard touchdown pass from Austin Krumkowski to Ethan Reichs with 11:07 left to go in the game. The Bulldogs were then able to force the Falcons to punt the ball back to them with 7:23 left and still down just that one score. Riverside, though, only managed to drive the ball out as far as their own 40-yard line before they ended up turning it over on downs with 3:19 left in the game. St. Albert did elect to try a long field goal with 2:20 left to try to seal the victory, but Sam Wilbur's kick was a bit short and wide right. Riverside had one last chance, but ended up throwing an interception on fourth down to let the Falcons seal it. The first half scoring came on one-yard touchdown runs from Patterson and Krumkowski. St. Albert picked up their first win of the season, an important one at the start of Class A District 9 play. The Falcons now 1-2 overall. Bulldogs fall to 2-1 on the season and 0-1 in the district. St. Albert will host Southwest Valley next week while Riverside travels to Tri-Center. And other scores from last night's action as we will start in eight-man play. It was in District 7, Cam picking up a 72-0 victory over East Union. That was featured on the Cam Cougar Channel last night. Lane Speaker ran for 222 yards and five touchdowns. Four of his final five rushing attempts of the night ended in the end zone. He also returned a kickoff 67 yards for a TD. Cam ran for 345 yards total in the win. Cade Tickner added a couple of other scores. on the ground there for the Cougars. Also, Fremont Mills won a nice game over East Mills, tight early, but Fremont Mills pulling away in the second half, 50-25 the final in that one. Lennox racked up some yardage and pushed away from Griswold early. They win it 62-14. That was featured on Grizz Tiger Vision last night. And Stanton Essex was a 28-22 winner over Bedford in a tight ball game there. Also in District 8 play, Audubon picked up a 57-9 win over West Harrison Whiting. Gavin Smith carried 11 times for 199 yards and 5 touchdowns. He was also 4-for-5 through the air with 62 yards and 2 other touchdowns there for the Wheelers. Coon Rapids Bayard picked up a 63-26 win over Bowyer Valley. It was Glidden Ralston edging out Exira EHK 57-34. That was game on Spartan Media last night. And Woodbine topped Arweva 64-34. That's a look at your high school football scores in 8-player last night. In Class A play in District 8, Madrid topped Nottoway Valley 21-19 to pick up their first win of the year. Earlham was a 56-18 winner over Ogden in a non-district contest. In District 9, Southwest Valley beat AHSTW 28-14. St. Albert, a 21-14 winner over Riverside, as we mentioned. And Tri-Center beat Sydney 49-14. In District 10, Logan Magnolia 38-14 over Westwood. Ridgeview beat West Monona Whiting 30-6, and Woodbury Central was a 14-0 winner over IKM Manning. In Class 1A play in District 8, it was Van Meter 30-0 over Panorama. Kemper Catholic beat West Central Valley 47-0. Woodward Granger 27-14 over ACGC. In District 9, Underwood beat up on Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute 51-6. It was OABCIG, a 51-0 winner over Missouri Valley, and Trainer just edged out Esac County 9-7. In the games featuring Class 3A teams featuring Class 2A teams in District 9, of course, we mentioned Atlantic beating Greene County 31-18, and Clarinda was a 49-6 winner over Red Oak. The other district game that was scheduled ended up being canceled. Shenandoah and Des Moines Christian had their game canceled late in the week. Shenandoah did find an alternative opponent, though, last night, as they scheduled a game late there with Alta Aurelia, and it was Alta Aurelia picking up the 13-7 win over Shenandoah in that non-district contest. In Class 3A, in the games out of District 9, it was Carroll 42-7 over Denison Schleswig. That was a 7-7 ball game at half, but Carroll runs away with it there in the second half. Lewis Central picked up a 34-7 win over Creston Orient Maxburg. And Glenwood jumped out to a 13-0 lead, but Harlan roared back for the win. Brock Sell, the quarterback for Glenwood, injured in that game. Harlan wins it 22-13, the final there last night. And in Class 4A action, it was Urbandale 36-0 over Abraham Lincoln, and Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson 55-7. That's your rundown of high school football scores there from last night. In college football, the Iowa State Cyclones open up their season here today against Louisiana at Jack Trice Stadium. And Louisiana offense averaged nearly 38 points per game last season. Ragin' Cajun quarterback Levi Lewis passed for more than 3,000 yards and 26 touchdowns a year ago. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says Lewis has the mobility and arm strength of quarterbacks that they face in the Big 12.
And when mobility and arm strength come together, you know, and then you put in poise and vision down the field, really great things can happen. And Levi possesses all those traits, and certainly you're talking about a young man, then they've done a great job of tailoring an offense around him for him to be really successful.
He's complemented by a ground game that averaged just over 257 yards per game last year. Matt Campbell says an Iowa State offense with some new starters in the line and receiving core faces a tough challenge as well.
This is a veteran defense, a defense that had great success a year ago, and you know, there it's going to be a really good indicator for, you know, where we are, where our strengths and maybe where our weaknesses lie after this football game.
Louisiana coach Bill Napier does not think the lack of a crowd at Jack Trice Stadium will have much of an impact. Napier says the Cyclones offer a big enough challenge even without a crowd.
This is an outstanding program that has a terrific track record. They've got really good players. They've got an outstanding leader in their head coach. I think more than anything for us, we're just excited to play against a really, really good football team. I think it's more about the challenge for us than maybe the environment.
And Iowa State athletics officials did announce yesterday the ability for fans to hop onto an app that will allow fans to pick up audio as they cheer from home as they watch that contest. That audio is going to be filtered together and pumped through the sound system there at Jack Trice Stadium today. Kickoff set for 11 o'clock, and it'll be televised on ESPN. Other games in top 25 action here today. Top-ranked Clemson will be on the road to take on Wake Forest for a 6:30 start. Missouri State is at number 5 Oklahoma for a 6 p.m. contest. Duke travels to 10th-ranked Notre Dame at 1:30 this afternoon. UTEP is at Texas, the 14th-ranked team in the country. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Tulsa will be at Oklahoma State. And actually, that game was postponed. That was one of those that was called off here this week due to COVID concerns. Also, Syracuse is at 18th-ranked North Carolina. That'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff as well here this morning. And, of course, 23rd-ranked Iowa State home there to Louisiana. And also in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Reds picked up a 3-1 win over the Cardinals as Luis Castillo pitched a two-hitter for his first complete game in the majors. Joey Votto provided all the offense Cincinnati would need with a two-run blast in the first. We'll have the Cardinals and Reds again for you today, 6:20, the pregame start time. First pitch tonight at 7:15. We'll have the series finale on Sunday as well with a 12:20 pregame here on KJAN. That's a look at the latest in sports this hour. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.